always good to have this guy on our airwaves of iPlanes Radio. And, of course, he'll always be a longtime Bison, no question about it. I'm sure he every now and then when he gets a chance to find out what the Bison are doing, he does. And Mitch now at Minnesota State with the Mavericks, just joined that staff in May. Things are, I take it, you're loving it. Things are going well.
Yeah, everything's going really well up here. Laura and I have settled in pretty nicely and, just hit the ground running in May. So it's been good ever since.
Team's defensive line coach, and you've done, that's kind of been your thing with the defense for along your other stops too, hasn't it?
Yeah, that definitely, it's been, kind of a staple with what, I've been lucky enough to be able to coach defensive line all my stops, and just something really passionate about and continue to keep working on.
Your team's 2-1 right now out of the gates. Pretty happy. Always, you'd always like to be 3-0. Lost a tough one with Minnesota Duluth in a battle 17-14, but pretty close to being 3-0 to start the season.
Yeah, it was, like I said, we got a good hot start off the year, and, obviously took one last weekend, but, it was, it was a hard-fought game and everything like that. Can't take anything away from Minnesota Duluth. They did a great job. But, yeah, it was, it's been exciting beginning of the year, and now we just got to, fix what we need to and get the ball rolling again.
And as a defensive guy, the first 2 weeks, giving up 38 and 34, and then you only give up 17. So that defense is coming around for you a little bit more, hasn't it?
Yeah, especially with the offense that we just faced, right? They're going to be one of the top offenses in Division II, especially in our conference too. So that definitely is something that, the guys are pretty excited about and everything. But, obviously we have things that we need to fix, right? Just with everything, right?
So is every part of this defense really good? Your line play, your linebacker, secondary, you got stars in all of them?
Yeah, we got a pretty good amount of guys that were coming back. Added a couple guys that transferred in too. So yeah, definitely have some depth and stuff, and that's definitely been kind of a key role there, especially with guys that have been in the system and with Coach Taylor, our defensive coordinator. They've been in the system with him for about 3 years now. So that's one thing as well that aids to that.
Got a big road game at Jamestown coming up this weekend. You're preparing for, are you expecting a battle in that one?
Yeah, it'll be a good trip up there, and so the guys are getting ready for it. We kind of just had our install meeting here today, so it's one of those things that we're excited for, and obviously any opportunity we can get, we're always excited for.
I noticed on your bio on the website that your recruiting area, Nebraska, Western Iowa, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I don't know if I've ever asked you this. How do you like being a coach out and recruit, especially these days with transfer portal and stuff like that? I'm sure it's a little different than it was a couple of years ago, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been pretty good, transition, going into with everything. It's evolving, ever evolving, right? That part's been really, interesting and, obviously adapting to. But it's been, it's faster now than what it's been in the past, recruiting wise. And, you have different opportunities there. And, obviously getting back into Nebraska too, these last couple years when I was in Wisconsin, that was kind of my main area was there, but now getting back into Nebraska, a little bit here has been pretty good so far.
So again, great stops along the way. Shadron State, UW La Crosse. I'm sure you keep in touch with those. Those are long buddies, lifelong buddies, I should say. You probably keep tabs on those guys too, don't you?
I do. Oh yeah, all the time. Always talking to Coach Long, Coach Sassy up in Shadron, and then Coach Jan. I stay in contact with them pretty frequently in at La Crosse.
When's the last time we've seen you here in McCook, Nebraska? I think it's probably been a while, hasn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's been really since my mom, she moved down to Alabama here about 4 or 5 years ago, and man, it's been since my Shattern days when I was back in McCook.
So it's been a while. One of these days, maybe we'll see you back. Married life is great. You're things like that going very well.
Yeah, everything's going really well. We're, like I said, it's married life's good, and working on year three, so it's all good.
That's terrific, you bet. So besides coaching, you're recruiting, full-time coaching, everything. Anything else around the college they have you doing?
Yeah, so I'm also the special teams coordinator as well. And then I do the academics up here as well for our football team. That's kind of my main other duty that I have, those two.
That's enough, huh? All that. I mean, you still go in early and you walk out late, don't you?
Oh yeah, that's how it is.
Love football. This path has taken you to some great places. But do you see yourself at this place for a long time?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the opportunity was great. Very fortunate that I was presented with the opportunity to come up here. And like I said, we really enjoyed our time here so far with everything. And you know, obviously, you never know with coaching, how that works out. But we really enjoyed up here. The athletes are great. Coach Hoffner and the other assistants up here that treated my wife and I very, very well so far that we've been up here. So like I said, we're enjoying it and plan on being here.
Mitch, good stuff. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Thanks for getting me in early in the week, and enjoy the rest of the week. And it's always great talking a little football with you, big guy.
Awesome, man. Well, appreciate you, Rich.